64 squares and 16 pieces. In most sports, men play against men and women play against women. Because men on average are bigger and stronger than women, this makes sense. But chess tests the brain, it does not test the body. So why are there national women's chess champions and national men's chess champions? Are men players not as good as women? Are women players not as good as men? Let's try to discover the answer to those questions. Chess is played on the same board as checkers. The pieces on the board for chess are the king, queen, knight, bishop, castle, and pawn. Unlike checkers, all of the pieces move in different ways. To understand what is happening with each move takes a lot of experience. Luck plays no part in the outcome of the game. If you lose, it is because you did not play as well as the person you were playing against. Some people seem born with a talent for playing chess. Often, they begin playing at a very young age. Irina Krush of Brooklyn, New York, is one of them. She was 5 when her father taught her the rules. By the time she was 9, she was quite good. She could beat her dad easily every time. Chess players know that the best way to improve their game is to play against people who are better than they are. So, Irina did this. She spent an average of 5 hours a day playing or studying chess along with going to school. In 1998, she won the title of Women's Chess Champion of the United States. She was 14. Her only regret was that she did not get to play against men. 3 years later, she was rated among the top 100 players in the United States. 98 of them were men. Chess seems to be mainly a male pastime. But it does not start out that way. The number of boys and girls who actively play chess is about equal up to age 13. By the time these players go to high school, however, most of the girls have stopped playing. People who try to promote interest in chess are puzzled. Why should this be? One theory is that to win games in chess, you have to be willing to attack as hard as possible. Women, some people say, are better at protecting than they are at attacking. There may be a better way to explain the lack of women players. There are few role models for girls who want to become serious chess players. This is now starting to change, thanks to people like Irina. Today, more and more schools offer chess lessons. This is where most young players get their start. Once you have learned how to play, you can join a club. Often, there are divisions for different levels of players. You will have the chance to take part in tournaments. In those contests, the result of each game is written down. That gives everyone a record. The more games you win, the higher your name goes on the list. Those at the top are called grandmasters. That is what Irina is now. In 2007, Irina defeated a high-ranking men's player, Vladimir Akopian. And in December 2009, Irina took first in the National Chess Congress tournament. Somewhere today, there is a young chess player, boy or girl, who will follow in Irina's footsteps. That person will admire Irina and study her games. A careful record is kept of each one. Then one day, that person will come face to face with Irina. Using mental power alone, he or she will try to defeat her. That person could be you.